When we put people in jail, it costs us an extraordinary amount of money, and they generally don't get better just for being in jail. A better alternative is to save money not putting them in jail and give them the type of rehabilitation programs, drug and alcohol treatment they need to return as productive members of society. Drug courts have shown that at a far lower cost, we can have a far better result, that is, less people who get in trouble again.
And Missouri's really been a leader nationally in terms of drug courts. What more can the state do?
The drug courts that are across the state generally indicate to us that they could increase their scope by a factor of two if they had the resources. So we need to fully fund them to scale so they can do all the good that they're set up to do. We also need to take that concept and expand it to other areas where it's not just people who have drug problems, but people with mental health problems and other kind of problems can be treated outside at a third of the cost and far better results. You know, really what I'm saying is we need cost-benefit analysis like in any business. You look and say, what's the goal of the criminal justice system? Is it to put people in jail, or is it to make a safer, better society for you and me?
Public defenders have been in the news quite a bit, especially with their caseloads and the recent decision by the Supreme Court in saying that the judge in Christian County should not have appointed a public defender when their protocol said that they'd reached their caseload limit. How do you think Missouri in the long term is going to balance that constitutional requirement of defendants having representation but also having competent representation?
Well, you know, this is kind of the flip of the coin that we've just been talking about. If you're looking at people, putting people into jail, it's a very expensive system. You have to pay for their lawyer if that's what you're after. So the more people we charge, the more public defenders we have to hire to represent them. Our tax dollars are precious. We want a very safe community. How do we get the safest community possible at the lowest expense? So really what the movement is and what I've been trying to do is say, look at the offender. What's caused this person to get in trouble? What's the cheapest way that I can get the highest likelihood that this person won't get in trouble again? And then do that, not just look at the number of years we put somebody in jail as a measure of justice.
Have you seen a shift in the legislature and among politicians who have, you know, typically been tough on crime as a selling point for them in thinking about those things?
Yes, there's been a tremendous shift in the legislature. Just this year, we had a criminal reform statute passed that would move more in the direction we're talking about. There's a much farther way to go, but they are starting to go that way.
Last question. Do judges make enough money in Missouri?
You know, that's a difficult thing. If you compare it to what ordinary people make, we do pretty well. If you compare it to what most lawyers make, judges don't get paid well at all. So I advocated and we got a raise for our judges 2 years ago that went into effect this year, but we aren't even close to what good lawyers make now. So it impacts our ability to get the best people.